Berkshire County's largest healthcare provider is now providing coronavirus antibody testing to anyone in the community with a lab order from a physician. Berkshire Health System's Director of Media Relations, Michael Leary, says while the tests can indicate whether someone has had COVID-19, they cannot confirm an immunity to the vicious strain of coronavirus behind the global pandemic. Leary spoke Friday with WAMC.
So I want to stress this is not COVID-19 testing. This is antibody testing for COVID-19. So if you are symptomatic with COVID-19 symptoms, you would still go through the normal process to contact your physician and get a physician order and go through our drive-through testing facilities for that. This antibody testing is for individuals who may have had symptoms in the past but were not tested for COVID-19, or individuals who had absolutely no symptoms over the past couple of months but may feel that at some point they might have been exposed to people with COVID-19, or somebody who might have had a mild respiratory illness that could have been COVID-19.
So what will this information provide the community as far as the ongoing pandemic and efforts to curtail its spread?
So that for now, the most immediate information that this will provide the individual is an historic piece of information. In other words, let's say back in February, the individual had cold symptoms or had even a relatively pronounced respiratory illness. But at that time, the individual, of course, would not have been tested for COVID-19. There was no immediate evidence of it in the Berkshire community. And they recovered from that and just didn't think about it afterwards. And then finally, you know, around now say, wait a minute, I wonder if I had COVID-19 or if maybe I had the flu or some other respiratory illness. This test would at least tell them whether or not they have built up antibodies to COVID-19, which would indicate that at some point in the not-too-distant past, they did have COVID-19, whether symptomatic or not.
Let's say you test positive for the antibodies. Does that mean that you're immune to possibly getting COVID-19 again?
That's what we want to stress right now. There's no evidence anywhere that your antibody positive test means any type of immune response is taking place. A lot of data will have to be collected nationally and internationally, and I'm sure that that will take a considerable amount of time to determine whether or not people who have COVID-19 or have had COVID-19 and have antibodies in their system have developed an actual immunity to the virus. It's such a new virus that we just don't know. So we can't make any kind of statement telling you that you can feel absolutely 100% comfortable that you have some type of immunity. That may not be the case. Or if it is the case that you have some immunity, we don't know what level of immunity you have or how long that immunity will last.
What is the test itself like?
It's a fairly simple blood test as opposed to the current COVID-19 test, which is a fairly invasive, or at least certainly feels invasive, nasal swab. This is a collection of blood at a BHS laboratory. The blood is then analyzed for COVID-19 antibodies, and then your physician is notified. We do, of course, require that your physician place the order. You can't just call the BHS lab and say, I want to be tested. It does have to come with a physician order first. This test is very, very reliable. There are tests out there for antibodies that unfortunately test a wide spectrum of COVID viruses. You know, the coronavirus is not unique in and of itself, as COVID-19 is in its own strain. The common cold is a coronavirus. So there are tests, unfortunately, that are out there that will test you for what they're saying is COVID, but it may just tell you that you had one of any number of a dozen COVID illnesses over the past year or so. The test that we're using is specific to the COVID-19 strain, so that if you are tested and if you show that you have antibodies, then it means that you did at some point have COVID-19.
While we're speaking in early June, can you give me a snapshot of the broader COVID-19 pandemic trends that BHS is tracking in the community?
We have tested just over 8,600 people in the community. Out of that, 506 people have tested positive for COVID-19. Just over 8,000 have tested negative. We're still waiting for results on about 60 tests. Right now, hospitalization is very low. There are only 3 inpatients at BMC that have COVID-19 positive tests. There are none at Fairview. And overall, we have had 99 patients hospitalized since the beginning of this pandemic, and we currently do have 5 patients waiting for test results.
As far as concerns about a resurgence of the pandemic later in the year, does BHS have any evidence to indicate that might still be a threat?
We keep hearing through the CDC, through Dr. Fauci, through many other experts in the field, and through our own epidemiologists that if COVID-19 follows the same kind of patterns that other illnesses of this kind have followed over the centuries, that there is a likelihood that there could be a resurgence of COVID-19 in the fall or winter. That, you know, goes along with the pattern of the flu virus. Every year, the flu virus kind of migrates into the United States during the fall and winter months. And the suspicion is that COVID-19, even though it came late in the winter this year, will be one of those circulating viruses come this fall and winter. So we want to be prepared for that. And one of the things this antibody test may help us do is give us, depending on the number of people who are tested, it may give us a look or a snapshot at the percentage of people in Berkshire County who have had exposure to COVID-19 and have had the illness, whether they knew it or not, and that may help in determining just how big an outbreak, if any, happens in the fall and winter.